I think is what they call.
What about the male?
Male hog, that's where they serve them, they're male, and they're sow.
Any other name for male hog?
Bo.
Yeah, you call them boars.
What about them? He had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What would you say you were going to do to him?
Castrate him.
Okay. Any other expression people would use to mean castrate? Any more common word for that?
No.
Did you ever hear mark or cut or work on or trim?
Yeah. That all goes together.
Well, what would people probably say around here?
Well, they'd say to castrate them around here.
Anything else you've heard? And after they've been castrated, then you call them?
What would you call them, eh?
You know more about that than I do.
You know, I ain't had no hogs in my lifetime. I don't know nothing about.
You have had hogs in your lifetime.
I lived a long time ago. Not and all. I don't know what you call them.
Okay. What about the things that hogs have on their back, the stiff hairs?
What they have on their back, hair?
Well, bristles.
Bristles.
And the long teeth that they have.
Long teeth, tushes.
And what you put the food in for the hog?
Trout.
Okay. And if you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four...
hogs?
Three or four hog... what? For the food, you'd say you had three or four...
speed?
Trout.
Trout.
What would you call a hog that's grown up wild? Maybe grown
probably
up...
probably a wild hog.
Any other names for, you know, the one that has a long snout and kind of skinny, grows up in the woods?
Pine woods rooter.
Say if you have some hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have any one name to mean all of those, the hens and turkeys and geese?
Well, yeah, you know, you'd say geese, turkeys, chickens.
Say if you were going to go out and feed them, you'd say you're going to go out and feed the...
I'd feed them all together.
Would you ever say the fowl or the fowls or the...
Yeah, they call them, you can take geese, chickens, and all fowls.
Where do you keep chickens?
In the yard. Keep them different places. Some of them keep them in a yard, fastened up. Some of them keep them out in ours, run on the outside. Some keep them fastened up in a pen. First one place and then another.
What buildings are there for chickens?
What building? Well,
brooder
houses. And chicken houses.
What about a place just for the mother hen and the little chicks?
Well, some of them runs out and some of them they put them up.
Put them up in a what?
In a pen.
Well, what about a place just for the little chicks?
Well, sometimes they put them in a pen.
What about a coop or a coop?
Yeah, they can put them in a coop or they can let them run out. Some of them let them run out.
What's the coop like?
It's just a thing made where the little chickens goes in, this square thing where it comes up.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
On a nest of eggs?
Don't you know that?
Shedding.
Okay. And you know when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this?
Pulley bone.
Okay. Any stories about that?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of people taking it and pulling it apart?
Pulling it apart.
Pulling around the corner of the table.
One side, see what he's going to marry first.
Which side do you want to get?
Well, the one gets the shortest and the marry first. One gets the longest and the...